problem this evening is one which I hope that most of you will never be directly involved with. But during many years in which I have been a kind of last resort for troubled people, I've had much too frequent contact with this situation, and I think it's only fair that it should be reported and recorded and preserved for those who need it or have a mind to accept it. We all know that the human being is at great disadvantage in the presence of a mystery. We are able to handle the everyday occurrences with a certain amount of skill because we honestly believe that the adversaries that we face are known to us. We can measure our skill against theirs, and if need arises, we can run away and continue the struggle at some other time. But in a mystery, we are totally disoriented. The average person cannot function too much or too often in the presence of intangible factors. Even a little mystery arising in a family can prove to be most disorienting. Secrets are dangerous things because we have no way of fighting them. We have very little way of fighting gossips and poison pens and anonymous letters. They all involve certain elements of mystery. Things are intangible. We cannot face them and have it out. From the earliest time, man had more courage in the day than he had in the night. Even when he had his own private cave, this cave was a lot safer as far as he was concerned in the daylight than it was in darkness. After he built houses and put locks on his doors and barred his windows, he was still happier in the daytime than he was at night, because in night, perhaps old boards would creak or something of that nature. The man became afraid again. In our modern scientific life, man is afraid once more because he is afraid of formulas which he cannot understand. He is afraid of tremendous energies which he cannot cope with. They are all mysteries to him. We are a little bit afraid of the minds of other people. You do not know what they are thinking about. We are afraid that they are perhaps planning some secret exploitation of our resources, whatever these things may be. Long ago, man passed through a terrible nightmare, a nightmare of secrets and of darkness and of magic, intensified by a great common belief in the power of evil. The demons lurked in darkness at old crossroads. The fear of spirit possession, the fear of excommunication, of bewitchment, and all these things weighed very heavily upon some of our ancestors. They really never knew how to cope with them. They died as much of terror as of the common ailments of the flesh. So when today we observe the long shadow of mystery reaching into our private lives, there is a certain anxiety. We are not able to cope with the problem effectively. And there are certain questions that I think we all must ask. It has been rather well established by ESP researchers that there are possibilities of a certain kind of clairvoyance.